Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:45, quarter till 9, joined now by Pearson Cross, Associate Dean of the College of Liberal Arts and Associate Professor of Political Science at the University of Louisiana, ULL. Am I saying that right, Pearson?
Well, we like to say ULF yet.
There you go. Doggone it, I always mess that up. At least I didn't say Southwestern. All right.
Let's
talk about it. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, you guys have a pretty strong alumni, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
And I don't know, I shouldn't say this, but it's amazing how strong it is. Let me leave it like that, because people, man, follow the team and they travel well and they bleed ULL. All right, so let's talk about the race that comes up on Saturday. Can we tell anything about early voting so far?
Well, it looks like Republican enthusiasm is up. Most of the numbers that people looking at, you know, Republican registration has been rising in the state, you know, recently, really for continuing something began for quite a while. And now it looks like Republicans are coming out and voting in greater numbers this time than they did in 2015 in the last gubernatorial election. So one would think that momentum is on the Republican side.
So all three candidates came out in favor of President Trump's tariff policy. We were just talking to Dub Lane, an economist from UNO, about that. And I'm just wondering, is that something that's the kind of issue where short term, you got nothing to lose by supporting the president. And then, especially in red Louisiana, as it relates to John Bel Edwards, because you would presume the two Republicans would be on board with that. But it's a long term deal, so you can support it in the short term. And if for whatever reason it works out, everything's fine. But if it doesn't, that's a long time away from the election, right?
I guess so. You know, I have to feel like John Bel Edwards is missing an opportunity to really separate himself from Rusponi and Abraham in the area of tariffs, though, because the tariffs are really hurting Louisiana. The economists are pretty straightforward on this. I haven't heard anybody who understands numbers say anything other than this is terrible for Louisiana.
But in terms of contrasting that with red Louisiana, would the people that are very pro-Trump even hear those numbers or care about it?
Probably not. But again, everything is how you pitch it. So, you know, I think there's some constituency here. If I'm Edwards and I'm worried about getting over 50%, I don't want to go out and attack Trump. But if there's some way that I could let farmers and soybean producers and shippers know that I'm really with them on the tariff issue, that might help.
Could that be going on in back channels, or would it have to happen publicly?
I think it would go on in back channels, and I imagine that the Edwards team has reached out to, Chamber of Commerce and the shipping organizations and the people, soybean producers and agriculture producers, and said, look, I'm really with you on this, and, you know, we're going to try to put some pressure on the president. But so far, nothing.
Final gubernatorial debate. I'm going to spend a couple of minutes on this. We'll take the break, and then I want to ask you about local offices when we come back, local seats, legislative seats, because that in a lot of ways has more to do with everybody's life than does the governor's office. So tonight in the debate, who has to play it safe? Who has to throw the ball deep to carry the football analogy forward? What do you think, Pearson?
Is going to do anything he hasn't done before. I mean, he's sitting on almost a majority, maybe just over, maybe just under. He can't make any mistakes. You know, he's got to protect. He's got to hope one of these other guys really makes a mistake, or what we saw in the last debate here at ULF, yet have the two Republicans attack each other. I mean, that's a good thing. So he can sit back and, you know, flash that little happy cat satisfied smile while they do that. On the other hand, the Republicans, they need to hurt him, so they need to reach out, forget about attacking each other, and start going after the governor.
How important is this? I don't have the lady's name in front of me, nor the guy with the sexual harassment and so forth. And
oh, yeah, Johnny Anderson and Juanita Washington.
Yeah, how powerful is that going to be, Pearson, or how effective could it be?
Oh, you know, I think it could be pretty effective. I mean, women, and particularly black women, are a constituency that's expected to vote for Edwards by about 90%. So if he can, if you can just convince those people not to support the governor, they don't have to vote for Rasponi or Abraham, but if they can be dissuaded from pulling it just by some doubt about how well he stood up to this test, then, it's a big win for the Republicans.
All right, let me take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the legislative seats that are up for grabs, who's flip-flopping, who could be in a position of power, what districts, etc. It's 8:50, 10 till 9. That would be time for traffic here on WWL. 8:55, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Got a code word coming up. First of the day in a $1,000 free cash giveaway. And that's going to happen in about 3 or 4 minutes, so hang out for that. We're talking to Pearson Cross, our friend, Associate Dean of the College of Liberal Arts, and an associate professor of political science at the University of Louisiana. So, Pearson, when it comes to, and you just heard the commercials, at this point, do they all become white noise? And secondly, what are some of the minor races that might be getting, not minor, but important, that are getting lost in the governor's race and the bigger offices?
Well, one of the main things that's getting lost is that we're going to see a much more Republican legislature when we get back in, when the dust clears from this election cycle. You know, if you look back to 1987, there were 341 Democrats running for the legislature. In this cycle, 132. So you just really see this huge Republican move. We're also going to see more women in the legislature, so that's going to be something. But it's going to be a much more conservative body, both in the Senate and in the House. And we're going to see a new speaker. We're going to see in the House. We're going to see a new president in the Senate without John Alario around. I really expect if Edwards goes ahead and wins, he's not going to have a comfortable ride, that's for sure.
Because of the increased Republicans in both the House and the Senate?
Yeah, Edwards says that he's bipartisan, and you can take him perhaps at his word, but frankly, you got to have somebody to work with, and it's not clear that they're going to work together very well.
In terms of the other races, we got what? You got the Attorney General up. Is there any serious opposition there?
No, there's nothing in the Attorney General, nothing really in Treasurer. Secretary of State may be kind of close, but I still don't think that's going to go to a runoff there. Commissioner of Insurance race between Donlin and Temple's made a lot of noise, but Temple's pretty much self-funded. I think Donlin's going to win. Mike Strain's got four candidates running against him for Commissioner of Agriculture, but frankly, I think he's looking very good. So really, it's mostly the governor's race where the action is.
In a race like Commissioner of Agriculture, is that pretty much name recognition? Do a lot of people understand what exactly he does? And is there one segment, say, for example, the farming community that really gets behind whomever it is they like?
Yes, that's absolutely right. People have absolutely no idea about the Commissioner of Agriculture and Forestry. He's an extraordinarily important individual in terms of Louisiana's economic life, and no one knows what he does. I mean, I've had him on my radio show a couple of times, and he just blows my mind. Telling me about everything his department's into. I'm just stunned every time it happens.
And people just think, I don't know. And yeah, there's nothing against Mike Strain at all, but it's like, well, yeah, that name sounds familiar. I'll vote for him. Very quickly, 20 seconds. Does this all become white noise at this point in the campaign?
Pretty much. I mean, this is really it. People are just desperate. I think at this point it's about turnout. You don't necessarily want to convince people about a candidate. It's about getting them to the polls. And that's going to make the difference, particularly for these gubernatorial candidates.
Thank you, Pearson. Pearson Cross, Associate Dean, College of Liberal Arts, Professor at the University of Lafayette. Next hour, we're going to talk about the St. Augustine thing, also about juvenile crime. Right now, though, it's time to win a cool grand in the free cash giveaway.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.